Well, thank you for that introduction, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Eye on the Arts. I am Micah Bornstein, filling in for John Kane, and joining me today is a delight. It's Maestro Kirk Muspratt from the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra, and every time I get to sit with Kirk, I'm just overjoyed. Kirk.
Thank you, Micah.
Welcome. You're welcome. So you're here today to talk to us about music. What kind of music, Kirk?
We're going to talk about orchestral music from the Baroque, Classical, and Romantic periods.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Is there a specific show that you would like to talk about today?
We are going to talk about the Friday night, March the 6th. Yes. Concert at Living Hope Auditorium, which has blockbuster favorites, things that you've asked me for, not you specifically, but our our patrons have asked me for. And we're going to start the concert with the most famous piece that Vivaldi ever wrote. He wrote 500 concerti, but The Four Seasons is, of course, the most famous worldwide loved piece. And people have requested it. So we're going to play it.
Well, I would request things, Kirk, if I thought you would listen. But can you tell us what is so popular about this? Why do people love this? Do you have any idea, or is it just a mystery?
I think it's always a mystery. Why do people like The Doors instead of Three Dog Night? Why do people like The Stones more than The Beatles? You know, that kind of thing. It's magic. It's magic. Why do people like certain things? But this, of course, is the first piece, Micah, of real what we call program music. Mm-hmm. It's the first piece that isn't just Mozart Symphony Number 28. You know, it is about the Four Seasons, and it's very depictive. You can hear the dogs barking. You can hear the shepherds, you can hear the wind, you can hear the ice, you can hear the seasons all encompassed in each of the four seasons. You can hear that.
That's wonderful. And I know that when we have these concerts that we invite people to play with us, it's very exciting to have soloists come in. And do we have soloists?
Yes, Michelle Alekis, our concert master, who is very beloved by our patrons, is going to play. It will be the violin soloist for this.
And then I think I saw in the program that there's two soloists.
Yes.
Is there a piano soloist as well?
Yes. Yana Reznik, the great Russian pianist, well, now she lives in Chicago, who plays with all of the very best players in the Chicago Symphony. They love playing with her. She has played with us before, and she's going to come and play a piece from her homeland, the Rachmaninoff First Piano Concerto, written by Rachmaninoff when he was about 18, but devilishly difficult and ultra romantic, beautiful, like sumptuously beautiful, wonderful music.
Kirk, I think you're excited about this.
I am.
This concert.
I am, because I was sitting there.
His eyes are closed and he was
swooning.
My
eyes were closed because I love this music. And then also on the program, Micah, is the Beethoven Fifth Symphony, because this year is the 250th anniversary of Beethoven's birth, and the world is celebrating. And the Beethoven Fifth Symphony, I would dare to say, is the most famous piece of classical music in the world. It doesn't matter whether you're in Taipei or Sydney or Montreal or Brisbane or, you know, Edinburgh. It's ba 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 ba. And
there's no argument about it. It's number
one.
No,
and it changed history. You know, he changed history when he wrote that piece. There was no going back after Beethoven 5.
I feel like my heart's pounding the way you talk about
it. Oh, yeah. I'm passionate about it because he was so crazy and wonderfully crazy. He broke every rule in the book and didn't give a darn.
Well, I know that we are doing great at the Living Hope Auditorium. Our concerts are a delight there. How do you feel about performing this music in that venue? Are you excited about it? Is it?
Yes, I am, truly, because I like an intimate setting for music. I like where people can feel up close and personal to the musicians, where the music can actually hit you, like actually touch you, because you're close enough to it. You can feel an oboe, you can feel a bassoon, you can feel a cello next to you. Sight lines are great. It's easy to get to. It's very inviting, very friendly place, and I really enjoy performing there.
I enjoy being there as well and watching the symphony. And this concert, just to remind our listeners, is Friday, March 6th at 7:30 p.m. It'll be at the auditorium at the Living Hope Church in Merrillville, Crown Point, sort of on the border. And I want to thank Kirk for joining us today, Maestro Muspratt. And thank everybody for listening to another edition of Eye on the Arts. Micah Bornstein filling in for John Kane.